Aloha, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. This is episode number 119, believe it or not. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast.
And you are listening to the Girl Meets Girl podcast, a podcast about choosing happily ever after.
Ting!
Visit us on the website at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com or girlmeetsgirl.net. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of those are right. One of them will get you to the podcast site. It's just a click away. Don't worry. You can handle it. We believe in you.
Okay. So we are recording now in the kitchen.
As opposed to the living room. This is our first show in the kitchen. Do you like it? It might be a little more reverberant.
Mm-hmm. And I also have a heater by my feet. So you may be hearing sounds from that.
Okay.
But anyways.
Don't worry your pretty little head.
Okay. So,
I feel like we're sounding especially gay. Like gay man gay. Right now.
Gay man gay?
Gay man gay.
That's really gay. That's really gay. Okay, so we just want to say thank you so much for all the emails. A bunch of you checked in with us, and we've actually been getting some really nice emails from some new listeners, some listeners who have been listening, but they've just been quiet this whole time and decided to say something, chirp up. So thank you so much. And also thank you for all of your votes for the Leslie Awards.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. And congratulations to the Lesbian Lounge podcast that actually won.
Winner. Ding, ding, yay. Ding, ding, ding.
And we have not yet gotten to hear their podcast, but I'm sure at some point we will.
I'm sure it's winner worthy.
Yes. We are sure of that. But we also want to say thank you for voting for our podcast on Podcast Alley. We know we have a nice core group of loyal voters out there who are holding it down and voting every month. So even when we forget, you guys are holding it down. So thank you so much.
You can't buy votes like that, man.
You can't. All right.
So coming up in this episode, very shortly, we got some exciting news about this podcast.
Woohoo!
We were blindsided by it. Whoosh! And then we thought, wow, you guys would trip out on this. So we'll share it with you. And also giving people room to be gay. We want to talk a little bit about that.
It's very important. And we are going to touch on Vegas.
The Las Vegas experience.
And if we have time, we'll mention a little bit about American Idol.
Oh, yes.
So we are so excited to announce to all of you that the Girl Meets Girl podcast will be streaming online
in a gay radio station.
A radio station.
Based in Las Vegas.
Based in Las Vegas.
So it's really cool and cute because we were contacted by WGAY
online.com.
So check it out. They're actually not going to begin until April 1st, we heard. But it's a labor of love for this community in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gay programming.
So it's very exciting. And so we are so happy about this partnership. And we'll see. We'll keep you updated about what's going on. But they did ask us about a time slot. Any of you have any ideas?
Yeah. When would you like? When do you think the show should be streamed?
We were thinking Mondays. But I don't know. If you have any ideas, just let us know. But anyway, so that is our big, exciting, wonderful news.
WGAY.
And what this means.
Should we play for them one of the sweepers?
Yeah, let's do that.
WGAY Online is your voice.
I tell all my friends to listen to it.
It's all good.
Me and my friends always listen.
Because we're a station with a passion. WGAY Online, the voice.
You see? You see?
It's so gay.
It's so gay, and we love it. We love it. So we're so happy about this.
Somebody needs to be so gay because we're not so gay in that way.
Do you think we're not so gay?
Well, we're not stereotypically gay. Like flaming and flaming. Well, it's not like I have a buzz cut
anymore. Anyways, we're excited about the project and we look forward to it. And what this means for us.
I don't have a mullet.
You know what? Thank God you don't have a mullet. I'm sorry. A mullet is a deal breaker. My love is conditional. A mullet. I don't know. Okay. There's no room for mullet love.
It's okay because I don't want to have a mullet.
Thank God. But anyways, okay, let me just finish this.
Okay, let me let Sienna finish.
What this means is that your podcast will be, you know, more available.
Heard by more people.
Yeah. And people who maybe, you know, might not have found it might be able to find it.
Yeah.
More readily. I think that's great.
Yes.
You don't seem so thrilled.
I do think it's great. I'm sorry. I'm not bringing a lot of emotion or passion.
I need emotion.
I need some WGAY station with a passion.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good for me. That WGAY.
You know what? It's actually really, really good because we're pretty mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why we haven't made all these sweepers and stuff for our show, right? Our show is just, it's us.
Okay. But anyways, so that is why we thought, since that show is broadcast from Vegas, we thought we would talk a little bit about Vegas.
Okay, because, so here we go.
You know, we love Vegas.
Well, one of us loves Vegas.
You're going to just... Dis Vegas when Sorry. You know that Vegas is where I'm not, WGAY online lives.
No, I'm not dissing Vegas. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm not that into the urban 24/7, always on, flashing, you know, zippity doodah kind of blam bam stuff.
Well, Vegas is very gay in that way, right?
Right. It's very flamboyant.
Yes.
And
well, I have to say that as much as I love nature, thing I love about Vegas, why I say I love it.
Yes.
And I've been there many, 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 many times. Recently, no.
Yeah, I've only been there once. Toast has been there once. Sienna has been there a lot.
I love the energy of people excited, being there and being so happy. That's what I love about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I also love that it feels like just one gigantic theme park.
Right.
I love that.
Right. Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Okay.
And it's just a mixed bag. You know, there's tacky. There's hints of classy. Hints. Just moments of classy.
Glimmering through the tacky.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. Tacky in a good way. Tacky and just like over the top. They're going to give you...
Yeah.
You know, your money's worth.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right,
right. All you can eat spaghetti for $2.99. Right?
Right.
So I love that. I love that excess.
Okay.
I love that. That's what I love about it.
Okay.
Could I live there? No. Unless it was somewhere, you know, more in on. No, I couldn't because it gets too hot. That dry heat.
Right.
You know. But I don't know. Maybe I could. Anyways, but what I love about Vegas, another thing, is I love how Hawaii people love Vegas. That just thrills me. I think it's so funny.
That thrills me too. So for those of you who may not know, Sienna and I were both born and raised in Hawaii.
Yes.
So that's why the Hawaii references keep coming up.
Right.
But yeah, people from Hawaii love Las Vegas.
Love, 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 love.
In fact, people from Hawaii decide to have their high school reunions in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They go up there for having bachelorette parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's not so unusual. Everybody goes there for bachelorette parties. But, class reunions. And we're talking like the senior citizens going up there for class reunions.
Right.
Right. Family reunions.
Yes.
And there's a whole California hotel, which caters to the Hawaii people in Vegas. I know that's really weird. The California Hotel in Vegas is for Hawaii people.
Yes.
But
yes,
that's what it is.
Yes. And Main Street, how you walk through the thing and you go to Main Street. That's like so big for Hawaii people.
Really?
Yeah. And then even my class reunion was done in two parts. There was a Hawaii celebration. That was part one. And then the part two was in Vegas, which I would have gone to, but we had gigs on opposite sides of the thing. But anyways.
And there are stores in the hotels that sell snacks and foods that are from the Hawaiian culture.
Yes.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. So it is just such a thrill because Hawaii people, well, they love. I'm saying they, but it's we. We love a bargain, right? And you can get your flight, your hotel stay, all these free meals, like the coupons and coupons and coupons and coupons, and get it for such a great rate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like mid-300s, often.
Wow, look at you. You know the rate.
Well, I don't know. That was a long time ago, but... You know, you can do that. You can eat 24 hours a day. Hawaii people like to eat. They want to eat 24 hours a day.
Right.
And they want the buffet, right? They want to get the most
That's
from their
the
money,
deal.
Right? And there's coffee everywhere you look, right? Hawaii people like coffee, right?
I don't know.
Alcohol. People want to drink.
Oh, boy.
Right?
I guess so.
And Hawaii people, they need excitement.
Right.
From the simple Hawaii life.
From
in
the
nature,
laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need a little bit of the pizzazz.
Yeah, from the gentleness of the Pacific.
Yes.
I think that's why Vegas is also popular with a lot of Hawaii people. Because think about it, right? If you live in a place like Hawaii, where do you go on vacation?
You're probably not going to pick another tropical place.
Right.
So you're going to go the opposite
to
end.
Right. Yeah, go to all the extreme stuff, you know, and
all the lights,
all
everything.
And electronic. And
right. And Hawaii people, too, they like routine. They like their routine. They like living where they live. They like to keep things the same, you know. They
like the
comfort.
Traditional and all into culture and family
and
the way it's always been.
So Vegas is perfect because it's not too far. They're not going too far away, right? And one-stop shop, they can go to Paris, they can go to Egypt, they can go to Italy, right? By going to Vegas.
Yeah. Instead of Epcot
sort of.
Center. Epcot Center is just too far.
That's way too far.
Yeah.
That's way too far. That's too scary.
So interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's just... Yeah, what?
And if anybody wants to fill us in, I do know or I'm aware of the fact that there was, historically, there was a conscious push to market Las Vegas to Hawaii people. And it worked, obviously. But I don't know
they
the details.
A great job.
I don't know the details of it. And I didn't take the time to research or Google it. Mm-hmm. So if any of you know, that would be interesting to read about. If you want to post it in the comments to show 119, you know, just putting it out there because there might be somebody listening who's like, well, this is what happened. You know, the airlines put together this package so that they could make money and blah, blah. But it worked. And Hawaii people are thankful for it, I'm sure. Because, yeah, they genuinely do love Vegas.
And I love that Hawaii people go to Vegas and see Hawaii people in Vegas.
They right? see people that they always see.
Right. And when you pass them, you're just kind of like, hey, that's all.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like another island. That
it?
Is funny.
Is
yeah,
like
that's pretty
island.
That's pretty hilarious.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I didn't know you were going to be here too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I would go to Hawaii, go to Vegas to buy seed.
Are you serious?
I know. What is that's weird, right?
Wow. Well, you got
what
it.
Is
I
that?
Mean, you can get
that's
it.
That's so weird. And I used to like their, you guys will know, people, the Vegas people will know. Those, the poker, the little card cookies. You know those card cookies?
I do not.
So you get the coupons, right? And then at the end of your trip, to get the most of your money, mm-hmm. you're going to use all your coupons before you leave, right?
Okay.
But you can only eat so many meals.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you're all full, you take your coupons and then you go and buy from the store with your coupons.
Okay.
So you end up bringing home like 50 of the little snack bags of the poker cookie card chips.
Because is that all the coupons can buy or something? They're not good for everything?
I don't remember. It's so been funny. Too long. But
okay.
So you go home and you have in your suitcase like a ton of those little bags of cookies. And the cookies were good.
Okay. Well, that's good.
They're not vegan. But anyways, whatever.
Yeah, Vegas is not a vegan
place. No, it's not. It's not. No. It's not. But I went to Vegas the first time I ever went. I had beginner's luck. That's what they say, right?
Right. Oh, yes. Beginner's luck.
And I was 21. And I was so excited. We were still checking in to the hotel. So, you know, there's a line, right? And you're standing there. And then there's machines everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even when you're standing in line, you stretch out your arm. You're touching a machine, right?
Yeah.
So then someone gave me my first roll of quarters.
Oh,
so
they
said, okay,
that's
here,
cute.
Good luck.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
And then so I couldn't even wait. Like, we're standing in line. I still got to check in. And I put a quarter in. And it was the red, white, and blue machine. You know
I'm
that
so
machine?
Sorry. You know, I am ignorant when it comes to that stuff.
That's okay. You have other things.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your brain space is you know, filled with other very useful,
Thank
important
you.
Things.
Thank you.
But my first quarter in that machine, I won 750 quarters.
What? Your first quarter?
Yeah, and I was a little embarrassed because it was making so much noise and it was going cling, 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 and all
oh
the money.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was so proud of myself because I got to walk around with a plastic cup.
Talk about beginner's luck, huh? Your first
My first quarter.
Yeah. Wow.
And then the person that gave me the roll said half was theirs. But I didn't give it to them.
What?
They were kidding.
Oh.
But isn't that funny?
I just
Maybe
felt
that's
a little
why I love
sinister
Vegas.
Inkling come up. Like, what? That's so not charitable.
But maybe we can go to Vegas.
Maybe we have some Vegas listeners.
Maybe we do.
I wonder if they'll be able. I think they will. It will also be a terrestrial radio station. That's my understanding of WGAY. Like, yeah, they'll be streaming their signal on the internet. You know,
it's live, right?
Yeah, from their website. Mm-hmm. But they will also be an actual radio station where you can dial into a certain frequency, you know, on your radio in Vegas and listen.
That's so exciting.
So we'll find out more as the days progress.
Okay, so all our Vegas listeners, please say hey.
Hey.
Just like, you know, give us a
hey.
Let's spread the GMG love out there in Vegas. I'm just so excited about that.
Yeah.
I am. I'm so excited. All right, okay, I guess we have to move on to other things now.
Here we go.
Okay. I needed that music to just calm me down because Vegas got me all wired up, excited.
And
I'm calm now.
And there's a place in the world for that.
Yes.
Yes, there is.
But that's perfect music to bring us to the next topic, which is about giving people room
to be gay.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, we all have people in our lives who happen to be straight. And sometimes, you know, these poor people, they're straight and we just put them in a box.
I do. I put all the straight people in a box. I do.
And we pigeonhole them and we stereotype them and we just closet them up. And
poor straight people.
You know,
they're
in a straight jacket of straightness.
Yes. Yes.
And no matter what kind of hints they might be dropping, whether real or imagined,
I ignore them.
We think, yeah, we don't. They go over our head. They go over our head.
See, that's a different level of gaydar that needs to be developed. The person who is straight, who's lived a long straight life, who is has decided, like, okay, you know, I'm going to give this gay thing a try, or maybe they've, you know, been gay, and they're just deciding, you know, I'm going to just be free. I'm gonna. My straight life didn't work, so I'm going to go ahead and kind of lean this way.
I feel like I'm changing.
Yeah.
Like those fishes that change sex.
True. That's so
Flounders.
True.
Flounders.
Is it a flounder?
We need listeners' help again.
A flounder.
I'm pretty sure it's a flounder.
Is that the Ellen
that
fish?
Changes sex.
Is that the Ellen fish? Dory? Was Dory
no,
a flounder?
No. I don't think
Nemo
so.
Nemo was a flounder.
No, he was a clownfish.
Oh, yeah. I don't know my fish. Anyways, okay.
But how did we get to fishes?
I don't know. But
oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry. It was me.
I think that's a really honed in level of gaydar.
It's a different level of gaydar. Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
I don't think mine is working.
Yeah. We're trying to develop it because we realize that an acquaintance of ours may or may not, but may be trying to get out of the straight box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. This person was married for a long time and mm-hmm. recently divorced, mm-hmm. like many people. Married to a person of the opposite sex.
Yes.
You know, one of those usual marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person, I don't know, just started getting very chummy and just making extra effort to like spend time with us and talk with us and right. and give us little gifts, you know, just little share extra things like
yeah, just stuff,
treats,
just stuff,
you know,
we
just
don't
treats.
Say in case, right?
And then taking a lot of extra effort to introduce us to friends of theirs,
mm-hmm.
certain friends,
right,
who happen to be of their same sex. Special friends.
Right.
And then there's also this person showed a lot of interest in one of our friends.
Mm-hmm. Who's gay.
And definitely
was just,
gay.
Yes. And was just like, oh, that person's so lovely and oh, so talented.
Yeah.
And then she shared with us some music by a gay artist.
A well-known gay artist.
Yeah. But what was really interesting about this whole dynamic,
mm-hmm.
I'm not really telling you, Toast, I'm telling the people, was that, okay, normally, I'm pretty much the one who's a little bit more tuned in, wouldn't you say? That's fair to say, right?
Yeah, you're very sensitive to what people are going through and their general mood and...
right, yeah. Right. And by... a blanket statement, of course, but by general dyke standards, you know, you're pretty clueless, right? Just going on and yeah. task oriented and doing what you're doing.
Yeah, stereotypically
right?
dyke okay. in that way. Yeah.
So, but Toast was the one that said to me one day, she goes, "You think so and so's gay?" And immediately I'm like, "No!" I'm like, "No." And then after months, I'm like, "You think?"
Because during, okay, in those intervening months,
yeah,
where you kind of made room in your thoughts for that this person might be
well,
gay,
you,
is
you
that
introduced
when...
You the seed.
Right.
Right?
But did the seed sprout and grow because of things this person did and actions this person took? Or was it just because you thought about it and...
I was not thinking about it, that's for sure.
Okay. Okay? So in other words, you accumulated what could be taken as evidence, like hard physical evidence, like actions were taken,
well,
words were said, and
I have to say that really it was due to the seed that you planted, because honestly I wasn't even giving room for there was no room for another seed. She was a straight plant.
Okay.
A straight plant, okay. Rooted deeply, just right there in the garden.
Okay, okay, okay.
A beautiful straight plant.
Right. Supportive?
Support, yeah.
Open?
Supportive, open, yeah.
Progressive.
Loving, all that stuff. Great,
oh, yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
We love this person so much. So she was just my straight plant, and there was no room. She was in her own pot, you know, there was no room around
okay.
it.
Okay.
But when you said that, plunk, there was a little gay seed right next to the straight plant.
Okay, okay. Okay.
So if you had not planted that gay seed, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have just started to see a little bit of sprouting. It would have just still been a strong, straight plant.
But after I planted that seed.
Yes.
Were there things that happened? Were there
that nourished it?
Yes.
Like sunlight
like
and water?
No, actual evidence. Like, did the seed
really sprout.
Yeah,
that I
and
see it
show itself and show itself and commit some actions that could be interpreted as confirmation that I'm a gay seed. I'm a gay seed.
Yes.
Or I'm
yes.
interested in being a gay seed or acting like a gay seed and trying to
explore
gayness.
It germinated. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The
gay seed germinated.
Because it could be that, you know, I plant a seed, mm-hmm. but nothing happens.
Right.
Right. And it's just, where would you get that idea?
Right.
And there's nothing to support that idea. Right. There's this person's not going anywhere near that.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But it takes, I have to go back to it. It took having a gay seed for it to even grow. Okay. So I feel like it grew.
Okay.
But it took you planting the seed. And that's the thing. I wasn't giving her room to be gay.
Okay.
At all. I was like, no.
Right.
But now I'm like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing about why this is so important is, you know, first of all, we could use every member for our team as we can get, right?
Right.
Right?
Right. We don't go knocking door to door trying to convert anybody.
We don't convert. No. But we're there for you when you see the light. Right?
Right.
Okay. So how can she see the light if we don't even give her the room?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I feel bad. Like, I think, I mean, we're kidding. We're, you know, I mean, this is just like a fun thing. But it really is true. Like, just to give people the room to really, and it goes beyond being gay. Like, give people the room to be different. Don't just box them in thinking you know them, thinking that's who they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to just give them room.
Yeah.
And so, we're now giving her a little bit of room, and I'm kind of looking at her a little different, and now I'm looking for clues. I'm looking for it.
Okay. You know. And it's not, I don't ever see it coming to a point where you actually, from your side, initiate a question. Like, are you gay? Or are you thinking that you might be gay?
I would like to.
I don't see that happening. Barring some extreme off-the-wall kind of cry for help behavior. I don't see you doing that.
No, because she's not. We love her so much. We really, really do. We admire her very much. But we're not at that friendship level where I feel like I could ask that.
Okay.
But I would ask, are you dating anyone?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
So what's going on? Are you dating anyone? And, you know, are you interested in dating anyone?
There's the room.
Just to catch any.
Right there. Okay.
I want some more clues.
Okay.
Because she would be excellent for the team. Excellent.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question.
Yeah. You're a little enthusiastic, but it's okay. Don't be afraid. Wake up. Who's this falling asleep?
I'm drinking this tea. I'm drinking this.
Is it relax
calming tea? Yeah, it's called relax.
Relax. Yeah. Relax. And I'm drinking jasmine iced tea, which is energizing. But you would never know it because... Okay, what?
Well, we just wanted to wrap that topic up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had to say about that. When it came up in our lives, we thought, we got to share this with you.
Yes, yes. Happy springtime, by the way.
Happy turn of the seasons. And we know we have some listeners in the Southern Hemisphere. So happy fall to you and to all the penguins in Antarctica.
Aww. You know, I couldn't watch that Life show. The one Oprah's...
Oprah's narrating something on TLC,
right? Yeah, because I can't see... I mean, I just feel so sad. I mean, I know it's...
There's one curve in the circle of life that's kind of unsettling, huh?
Yeah. I can't watch that. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so happy spring. And we...
sorry about that.
Toast and I have committed to exercising.
Again. You know, both of us used to work out.
A lot.
And, well, like, regularly.
Regularly,
it was a
for
habitual
sure.
part of our lives.
Like, work out, not just... I mean, anyways. We still do things like... We've always done things like yoga and stretching and things, but work out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but not like Jackie Warner workout.
Well,
is that her name?
I think so.
Yeah. She got too femmy, I think.
Anywho. They had to mainstream her up.
I know, but they just shouldn't have messed up with her look. They shouldn't have messed with her look. Not messed up with it. They did mess up. They did mess up her look. But
really?
Yeah, they should have left her more tomboyish. Instead of making us all confused now. And there we go. That's another example of wanting to... I want her in a box.
Yeah, you know? Maybe she wanted... I want her in a dyke box. Maybe she wanted to femme herself up.
I don't want to give her the room to be... Okay, I don't know.
We can't get away from this topic, folks.
I know.
Let's drag ourselves back to working out.
Yes, working out. So we are... slowly but surely, it's happening. And Toast's ass is showing the results.
Is it?
Yes. That ass is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Because, see, Lau, I think we mentioned this in another podcast. Just search Toast's ass.
No, there will be no pictures posted.
No, not pictures. But, like, Toast has this
God.
What?
I'm only saying all this so you talk about it more.
Okay. Toast has this amazing ass. And for people that have met us in person or seen us.
What?
Now, she wears typical dyke clothing that doesn't showcase the ass. But I'm privy to her ass. So I know what it really looks like and feels like.
Oh, my God.
But she has this amazing ass. And I feel grateful.
I feel grateful that you. I feel grateful that you think so highly of my bottom end.
I do, and it's just this wonderful mixed bag of emotions because. See, I'm getting so excited. I need that music back to calm me down. Anyways, but I'm also envious of it. Because,
sorry, I've
also said in another podcast, I have the coffee table ass, which is just wide and flat. And if I bend over, you could put a drink on my ass. Very flat, okay? But Toast.
It's a nice.
Blessed, because it's a nice, she has a nice round from the side apple ass. That's the ass you want.
I'm glad it's the ass that you want.
It's the ass that I want.
That I can give it to you.
Yes. So there's a lot of emotions like, I want it.
Admiration.
I want to have it on my body. Yeah.
Frustration.
A little bit of frustration, but overall gratitude for your ass. Okay. So thank you for that.
I'm grateful also.
So anyways, that's what we're doing for spring.
What?
We are exercising.
What was that?
What?
It's just weird.
The ass broadcast?
Yeah. That was the first on this podcast. We usually stay away from those topics.
But now we are part of WGAY Online in Vegas. We need to spice it up.
Yes,
It
can go under that umbrella. Okay.
Okay.
Working out. No, I know. But yeah, so you get that, you know, when you start working out and you get that feeling of like achy muscles and stuff, right? And I'm getting that and it feels good. So I just want to keep it up. We want to keep it up.
Should we tell them about my superhuman strength?
Yes.
How I'm able to do. Okay. So this is just.
So I come home.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm out all day, you know, doing what I need to do to help pay the bills. Not that. Oh my God.
Are you using your ass?
No.
In more ways.
Okay, so
than
I come
I
home from work, right? And I walk in the door and all the furniture's moved. It's all switched around.
I get into these modes where I have to just move the house around. And what's amazing, and I amaze myself all the time, but I've had this wonderful gift of being able to move large pieces of heavy furniture by myself. And I'm not the type who will take out all the drawers to make something lighter.
No, you're not.
I don't do that because
I'm around, we do it.
Yeah. Because I want to just move it now. I want it moved yesterday. But the thing about it is I don't know how it happens, but I'm able to do that. And move all the furniture. Like things that I Like, I never thought I could move the file cabinet.
Hello?
I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to have to take out all the drawers.
You didn't? I just assumed you did.
No, because
oh
I don't
God.
Know how to take
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't there, like, a lock or something
oh
to pull out the...
Oh, my God.
No. Okay. And so it's so, just this maybe I can be on Heroes.
I was just going to say, you know, if a if a bus falls on me, then I hope you're in the mood to move furniture right at that time.
Yeah. I'll save you. Okay, but anyways, that's just a little side note. So
that was a big side note. So ass and furniture moving.
Okay, but we gotta wrap this up. Okay.
Okay.
But there's so much to say because we've been gone so long. But okay, so now is the time, springtime,
mm-hmm,
where Toast becomes a widow because I have all my shows that I'm involved in. And thank God for the DVR. You know, fall time, not so much. It's this springtime that really
after awards season.
Me. Yeah, it challenges me to with time management.
Yes.
Because I've always been an American Idol fan, and I'm no longer afraid to admit that. I have been an American Idol fan. I have to say, though, this season, I was ready to kind of drop the show. I thought, you know, I don't know, I'm not feeling the same. But at this point now in the game, I'm in there. I'm committed. But American Idol is one of my shows.
But Sienna does not vote.
No, not anymore.
Does not actually vote.
I used to vote.
Right.
But that's more time. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So American Idol lost. Now, this is the last season.
Are they still using the sound effect? Or not? It's not an effect. It's a theme. The theme music.
Yes, but... Yes, but you know, I think they toned that down, or I've desensitized myself to it. But this is the last season, so I'm trying to soak it all up. And the thing about it is, I have to watch it the next day. I can't watch it while it's happening, okay? Just because of issues with sleep and commitments the next day. So anyways, those two shows, those are the two main shows. Damages. I watch Damages, okay? Everything's DVR'd, so I watch it and blast through the commercials because, again, time is an issue. But I have to say, okay?
That was the bell on our cat, Tigger.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. I have to say that in my lifetime, I will need the cake boss to make me a cake. Because one day, I've never watched that show, okay? But there was a marathon on. I was doing, you know, just some other stuff. I had the TV on, and that was the marathon. And I got hooked in. I'm not adding this show to my... I'm not adding it to the series recording. But I have to say, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. And maybe there's a part of me that wishes I could be a cake decorator.
Hmm.
Because masterpieces. He creates masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
And in my lifetime, I need a cake made by him.
I'm curious. We're both curious about the prices for these cakes that we see.
It's
the thing that's missing from the show is the price.
Right. Yeah. But anyways, okay. So back to American Idol.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell everyone my favorites.
Okay.
Crystal
Bauer socks, everybody.
Because she's folky, you know, bluesy, gritty.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Right.
I would love to listen to her.
Okay.
And I love that she had that carpet.
Okay.
To create that ambiance, okay. You know. And you know, and maybe I just shouldn't go into too much detail because I'm sure there are a lot of listeners out there who don't watch American Idol, but I just have to say my other favorites, and
yeah,
then we'll move on.
Let's go down the list.
I'm sorry, Casey James.
Yeah,
I'm apologizing because you know,
why?
He may seem like he's not so outstanding.
He's not showboaty.
But I love that about him.
Right, exactly. He just stands up there, delivers, and gets off the stage.
And he seems like such a sweetie.
Yeah.
And he has a cute face. His face is so cute.
He has a good face. He has a good look.
He has a good voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's ready to go. I feel like it's like, okay, let's go.
And his guitar playing.
Yeah.
So he really is one of my favorites.
Mm.
and Siobhan Magnus. She is so weird. I love that she's so weird. And for any of you out there who know Ally Sheedy.
Oh, yeah.
And Claire Danes. She's their child.
They had a love child, yeah.
Yeah. Ally Sheedy and Claire Danes. That's their child.
And it's okay? Ally Sheedy from The Breakfast Club. That's where the weirdness came in.
Yes. And so those are, I would have to say those are my favorites. Now, I love, oh gosh, I'm not remembering his name. The young boy. The gay boy. I think he's gay. I don't know. What is his name?
I'm so sorry. I cannot help you.
Somebody tell me his name.
Stuff.
What is his name? Why am I not remembering his name?
I don't know. I don't know his name at all.
Oh,
but
gosh,
I know what you're talking
adopted.
About. I know what you're talking
about. I think he's 16 years old.
Yeah.
He has a beautiful voice, too.
He does,
he
but you know,
to be seasoned.
I like David Archuleta's voice way better.
Oh,
like,
well, we're not even talking about David.
No, but
I do, too.
But, like,
I
they're comparing. They're comparing them, right? They're comparing this young kid in this season with David Archuleta. But
David Archuleta's in a different. He's in a different
league. I love
league,
that kid's voice,
and his genre is different. But yes, I love him. I love him. But anyways, so that's all I will say because you know I know a lot of people don't watch The Idol, but
The Idol.
Why don't we leave them with a little.
Okay, a little taste of everything that we just talked about, all wrapped up.
Yes.
Into one.
Mm-hmm. Courtesy of WGAYonline.com. By the way, though, please listen to our next podcast because we're going to be covering... some of you have asked about how we feel about the healthcare situation.
Yeah, the big United States healthcare reform
thing. Do you
want to say
just quick thing? Or I mean, we've talked about this so much in our house, but watched it.
We'll
we watched
it
live.
We'll
but anyways, we are... this weekend, we are going to, this is the last weekend of March, we're going to be going to the Health Freedom Expo. So we're going to cover a little bit of that next podcast. So we hope you'll tune in. But in the meantime, check out our website.
www.girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com or girlmeetsgirl.net.
Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Bye.
Hanging out with Adam Lambert.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
The biggest icons of the pride are right here.
It's my station.
WGAY Online is the voice.